Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about AI news in pop culture. Randy Travis actually has recently got into the AI game. He's 65 years old, and he, in 2013, suffered a massive stroke that severely impacted his speech. But he actually just released a brand new song called Where That Came From, and he trained AI with his voice from his previous songs and to make this new song. And so I haven't listened to it yet. Jaden, have you listened to it? And what do you think about this?
Yeah, no, I think this is crazy. This is an amazing opportunity, I think, right now, not just for like, okay, so obvious use case here, and no one's going to get mad at him, right? If he was just like a perfectly capable vocalist, people would be like, man, why is he like using AI to do it? Okay, well, he had a stroke, like his throat literally is impacted. He can't sing anymore. That's, you know, so sad. And I think something similar may have just happened to Celine Dion as well. So this is, you know, so sad when you have these incredible musicians and they're unable to perform in their capacity. So yeah, AI is like a no-brainer to come in. But I think this is like a great use case for those people as well. We're going to talk a little bit about like how I think people are going to be using these AI voices and licensing and some interesting stuff. But one other thing that I wanted to bring up was, I think there's a huge opportunity for like people that have, well, I don't know, it's going to be controversial, but like, what do you think about like celebrities that have like died, or like singers that have died, like Elvis or like Michael Jackson? Like,
yeah,
do you think that the Michael Jackson estate would use his like voice trained on AI to sing a song?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting, because, you know, now essentially, since Michael Jackson, for example, has passed on, someone still owns the rights to his brand, to his music. I don't know if it's family members, his trust, whatever it is. And I know they have released some, you know, unreleased tracks since his passing. So this could almost be like, you know, a next step. If they are, you know, in it to make money, they could essentially continue to make Michael Jackson songs even after he's passed, which is kind of a crazy idea. And I, you know, my initial thought would be, well, those won't sell as well. But, you know, okay, let's say it sells 3 million times instead of, you know, 20 million times, that's still 3 million sales, you know. So I don't know. It's very interesting.
I have a couple thoughts on this. Number one is like, maybe this would actually ruin somebody's legacy, so they'd be like concerned about it from that, like reputational damage. Like, let's say they make a song and it's like, you know, someone in it that has the rights like 100 years from now makes a song and it's super political one way or another, right-leaning, left-leaning, and alienates half of his like fans or something. Or like, maybe it's just like, I don't know, something that's like cringy and it just feels like it's not good. Like, I just feel like there's a whole bunch of like opportunities for it to be reputational damage. So that's what I'm like curious about now. So I think what the solution might be is, yes, you just preserve his like core songs, unless, like you mentioned, they do like unreleased songs. So one example of this happening is Paul McCartney from the Beatles, I believe, who passed away. The Beatles, their most recent song they just released was sort of similar to this, where essentially the band got together and I think did like the background, but they had like a snippet like of an old audio recording of, I think, Paul or one of the Beatles singing like some riffs, but they didn't really put a song together for it. And they're like, oh, wouldn't this be a cool song? And they were just like jamming. I think it was like at a freestyle jam, whatever. So anyways, they took what they were doing at a freestyle jam and turned it into a full song. They had the band actually like play it, and they used AI to like make all the vocals actual songs. So that one feels less weird, because it's like, no, like we had like a recording kind of him singing it. It was so bad quality and there was so much noise in the background. Like, we couldn't actually like make a song out of that, but now with AI we can. That one seems totally feasible and fine. But if you're making songs from scratch, it's like, well, they didn't actually sing that or say that or perhaps even think that, so it's like, just because it's their voice doesn't mean it's their song, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, I think there'll definitely be some gray area with that, because take someone, you know, who's passed away. I'm sure they even, if they don't have recordings of all their unreleased songs, they might have lyrics written down. So that's like, okay, well, we have the lyrics. So is that, you know, okay to produce a song from the lyrics? You know, I don't know, definitely some gray areas. I definitely think there'll have to be some kind of disclosure that AI was used, you know, similar to other things that are coming out now. But yeah, definitely interesting. Have you heard the Randy Travis song or no? I haven't.
We should pull that up. Yeah, you should pull it up, see if you can find it. One other thing that I think is interesting about this is what I think is kind of the solution to this, because obviously you can use platforms like Sora AI to make incredible songs, like mind-blowing songs. If you haven't tried it already, you got to go try it. Like, you could just say any style, any genre, it can come up with the lyrics and the songs sound amazing. Vocals, backgrounds, all the instruments. It's incredible. You got to try Sora. So where I think this goes is, because I doubt that the Michael Jackson estate's just going to release new albums every year now with his voice that weren't related to him. Like you said, gray areas, maybe if they have lyrics, they'll do some stuff, or like him humming, you know, him humming some song and then they'll find some of his lyrics and they'll get an AI to put it together. Like, okay, that's passable. But I think there's going to be, you know, you get a finite amount of that. What I think that you'll be able to do, though, is undoubtedly, I think there'll be platforms where you can, like Spotify, pay $20 a month or whatever, and you get a license to use the singer's voice, and you can generate your own AI songs, like Michael Jackson songs, for example, but you're the only one that's going to perhaps listen to them, or they'll be like kind of on some sort of like designated, like they're not going to be on Spotify, like this is under Michael Jackson, right? Or maybe they will be. Maybe on Spotify there's going to be like fan-created, and there's like a whole section you can listen to of fan-created Michael Jackson songs. These are obviously not in like the real thing where people are like confused about it. But I my assumption is that that's going to be a tool because people are going to want that. So I think it's going to happen. And then the Michael Jackson estate will get royalties similar to like a cover song. So there'll be probably the same cover licensing thing. I don't know if the original creator will get paid unless maybe the artist like authorizes it. I think Grimes, for example, has authorized that if you could use her AI voice to create music and you split it 50-50 with her, the royalties. So some artists will probably do that. But I really think this is like a tool you probably see on Spotify where you can create like fan-created songs of a certain artist and probably share those with people as well. And maybe that will even show up under their artist profile, which would be super, super cool. And you just got to make sure people know that it's not actually created by that artist.
All right, so I just found, actually 2 hours ago, they put out the official music video for Randy Travis, Where That Came From. And I don't want to play it because you probably won't be able to hear it on the podcast, but you should go check it out. I looked through a few of the clips, and it looks like the actual music video is him sitting in the studio while they produce this song and showing his like genuine reactions to it. So pretty
cool. Hurtful.
You should definitely go check it out. But something else interesting I noticed is that there's an event ticket you can buy on Ticketmaster for an event September 15th. So I don't know if he's going to be performing that, but I mean, based on the music video, it looks like he's in a wheelchair. So I don't know what, it maybe it's just an appearance. I don't know, but maybe they're going to use AI, you know, for the performance. Who knows? Who knows, but all
crazy
stuff for sure.
Oh my gosh, that's so interesting. So if you're a huge Randy Travis fan, this might be your last opportunity to see him, I mean, perform, whatever that looks like, in an event. So check out the tickets there. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to subscribe on YouTube or drop us a review on Spotify or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and we hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.